And 17 Houston.
Go ahead.
We've got a rather lengthy flight plan update series here. We can read up to you anytime you want. Just a reminder that we're sitting here waiting with it. And your call. It's changing a number of attitudes all through the flight plan, 84-32, 84-35, changing verb 49 maneuver, things like that due to the TLC change here on TimesNet.
Okay, where are you going to start?
Okay, it's at 84-32, standby one. Jack Fleiss just told me we can wait on this if you want until some other time in the flight plan. We want to get into this experiment checklist with a pan camera, mapping camera, film cycling, or we can do both of them concurrently.
Bob, let's get the camera cycling out of the way first, and then we'll pick up the flight plan updates.
Roger, we concur then.
Bob, I'll get to that camera in just a second. The coast of Australia is starting to come into view. Still looks pretty clear. We'll give you more on that later, probably. That cyclone I talked about yesterday in the vicinity, I believe, of the Solomon Islands looks even better organized than yesterday. It's really tightening up. Starting to look very bright and dense right in the core, not too dissimilar from Cerise, although it has a little broader extent in the southeast quadrant.
Roger, Jack. Trying to match that up in my prog here. I can't find it right now.
Well, you didn't have it there yesterday either. It certainly looks like a tight little storm now, though.
I do understand. Jack, would you mind repeating that location of that?
Thank you much on the progress. Well, I'll try to give it to you a little better later. It's the one I was talking about yesterday as being in the vicinity of Solomon Islands. That's somewhat east, southeast of New Guinea.
Yeah, Roger, I got him.
Before we go to bed, we'll probably be able to update the progress of the that front south of Australia also.
Roger. I've got a pretty disorganized area to the east of New Guinea, probably right over Solomon's. It looks pretty disorganized on our satellite photo from, let's see, I guess that was this morning sometime.
Well, there's a lot of cloudiness in the equatorial regions, the intertropical convergence zone in there. This is south of that.